This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So glad to have you here today, and thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And today, we're reaching toward the top of the American country music chart from the final weekend of July in 1999. And we head back to the countdown now, picking up at number 10. Here's Reba McEntire, One Honest Heart.
Times are tough on an honest heart. People don't follow through with what they start. Lying eyes looking at me up and down. Making talk that's only cheap. Making promises.
Reba, One Honest Heart, record number 10 this week in 1999. That was sliding down the chart after reaching number 7. And 26 years ago, Reba was 44 years old. She was one of the 7 acts in the top 20 over the age of 40. And I mentioned last hour, which you heard because you were here. If you weren't, we'll let it slide this time. But we had a good mix on the chart this week of country legends such as Reba, the established stars, and the up-and-comers. Well, the woman at number 9 had been on the country scene for about 5 years. In 1997, she broke through with her album Let Me In, and her new CD for 1999 will be certified gold. It's Shelley Wright, and here's the title track from that new project, Single White Female.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. Get the message. If there's a single white female looking for that special lover, to put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Wellsville, Kansas, that's Rochelle Renee Wright. Shelley Wright, single white female, song number 9 this week in 1999, on its way up to number 1. Her only chart topper, and she was helped out on the harmony vocals by Trisha Yearwood. We have gone back to late July 1999 on today's Weekend in the Country, and we had recently had some airplane tragedies. On June 1st, an American Airlines flight overran the runway in Little Rock, Arkansas. 11 people were killed. And then last weekend, July 16th, off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, a single-engine plane piloted by John Kennedy Jr. crashed into the water, killing him, his wife Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren Bessette.
Among bits of wreckage found in choppy water off Martha's Vineyard this afternoon, a piece of luggage with Lauren Bessette's name on a tag. A headrest, a tire, only small pieces. John Kennedy Jr. had his pilot's license only 14 months. It was 8:39 p.m. when he took off from the small airport in New Jersey. A little more than an hour later, when the Kennedy plane fails to show up at the Martha's Vineyard Airport, relatives call the Coast Guard. 2 a.m. off Long Island, authorities believe they hear the sound of an emergency locator beacon might be coming from a downed plane. Boats launch, but the noise is never heard again. Authorities decide it's a false lead.
That report on July 17th from Bob Hager of NBC News. The investigation concluded that Kennedy was most likely disoriented because of hazy conditions. There was no visual horizon, and Kennedy was still not qualified to fly his plane by instruments only. The John Kennedy Jr. plane crash in the headlines here in July 1999. And we return to the countdown now with song number 8. Here's Tim McGraw, Please Remember Me.
And all our tears have reached the sea. Part of you will live in me, way down deep inside my heart. The days keep coming without fail, new wind is gonna find your sail. That's where your journey starts. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me. Just like the waves down by the shore, we're gonna keep on coming back for more. Cause we don't ever wanna stop. Out in this brave new world you see, oh, the valleys and the peaks,
I can see you on the top.
You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me.
Remember me when you're out walking, when snow falls high outside your door, late at night when you're not sleeping, and moonlight falls across your floor. But I can't hurt you anymore.
That was Tim McGraw's ninth number one record. It was moving down the chart this week in 1999. Sitting at number eight, Please Remember Me. That was a cover of a Rodney Crowell tune. Well, here in the summer of 99, what was new in our world? Well, there's TiVo, the digital video recorder. Even though people couldn't program their own VCRs, TiVo made it easier. And you could record an entire season of programs and not worry about forgetting to set the timer. And you could pause a live TV broadcast, you know, in case somebody called you or maybe nature called. The technology was quickly picked up by their competitors. New on the roadways this year, the fourth generation of the Ford Taurus. And also the Porsche 911 GT3, that's the high-performance version, if you've got a little extra cash. And there was also the singing rubber fish. Yes, indeed, Big Mouth Billy Bass. Billy turned his head, wiggled his tail, and sang Al Green's Take Me to the River and Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. They were going for just under $20, and they were selling like crazy. Jimmy Industries has never said how many they've sold or how much they made off the Billy Bass craze, but it's been rumored that they made $100 million during its peak nine-month run. Big Mouth Billy Bass, the pet rock of 1999. Well, also shiny and new was the sister group from Utah that went by the name of Shadazy, and their debut single was at number 7, Little Goodbyes.
I'm gonna tell you something you don't wanna hear. You never listen when I talk. Maybe you'll listen when I walk. So I made my mind up, made a sandwich, and I didn't tell it to you. I gave you one last minute of my time in this mess.
Yeah,
my little goodbyes.
That's Shadaisy, Cassidy, Kelsey, and Kristen Osborne out of Magna, Utah, and their debut single, Little Goodbyes. That was at number 7 this week in 1999, heading up to number 3.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Oh, I love this scene.
Yeah, man. I bet we could pull off a street race like this.
Dude, totally.
Hey, you know this is just a movie, right?
Whoa, what?
You try this in real life, you could kill someone, or even yourself.
Life's not like the movies. Avoid a life-changing consequence and slow down, because this is one disaster you can't outrun. Speeding catches up with you. A message presented by NHTSA.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Did you know that workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health? In fact, 61% of the global workforce is experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. You can't just wave goodbye to work, but taking small steps for your wellness can yield big results. Hit play on your favorite podcast or song, sit in the sun, or take a walk daily. Even 5 minutes away from your screen can make all the difference. And while holidays are nice, they aren't a long-term solution. Don't forget that therapy can be ongoing and can help you build resilience to handle the unexpected challenges that the workday or any day can bring. Finding work-life balance can be hard. Getting the help you deserve? That should be easy. Unwind from work with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 22 years to the final weekend of July in 1999. And the 6th biggest record in country music that weekend was by Joe Diffie, A Night to Remember.
Been one tough week, dead on my feet, but I've made plans for tonight. When I'm feeling blue, know just what to do and how to make it right. myself a night to remember. Dim the lights, lock the door, spread your pictures on the floor, blow the dust off of our past, let it all come flooding back, 'cause it ain't to give in. 'Cause a woman like you is so hard to lose. You just don't want it to end. I know this can't go on forever, so tonight I'll have a night.
Joe Diffie, A Night to Remember, just his second top 10 record over the last 4 years, and it was at its peak of number 6 this week in 1999. We're counting down the hits from this weekend 26 years ago, and we won't stop until we're at the top. And we're at number 5 right now with Martina McBride, Whatever You Say.
You think I'm always making something out of nothing. You're saying everything's okay. I've always got an answer before I ask the question. Whatever you say. Now we can change the subject, pretend I never brought it up. Same old story anyway. Later we can work it out. Right now you talk. Yeah, whatever you say.
Listen.
Two singers from Kansas in the top 10 this weekend. That's a first on this show. We had Shelly Wright back at number 9. And at number 5, Martina McBride out of Sharon, Kansas. That was Whatever You Say, down from its peak of number 2, the fifth and final single from her multi-platinum album, Evolution. And in September of 99, she would be named the CMA Female Vocalist of the Year. Well, let's check out some TV from the summer of 99. Susan Lucci finally won a Daytime Emmy after 19 nominations for her role as Erica Kane on All My Children. Well, looking ahead, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would debut on August 16th, hosted by Regis Philbin. And on November 1st, after 15 years on The Today Show, Bryant Gumbel would move to CBS and host The Early Show. Meanwhile, at the end of the CBS broadcast day was The Late Late Show, now hosted by Craig Kilborn. Oh, that was a fun show, and it featured 5 questions.
Geography, name the 4 presidents who appear on Mount Rushmore.
Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, and Jefferson.
That is correct.
That was Bill Murray doing 5 questions on The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn. It was after Letterman on CBS. And that's what was on TV here in the summer of 99. And on the country chart this week, coming in at number 4 was Alabama with a cover of a song by the boy band NSYNC. God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
Can this be true? Tell me, can this be real? How can I put into words what I feel? My life was complete. I thought I was whole. Why do I feel like I'm losing control? I never thought that love could feel like this. Then you changed my world with just one kiss. How can it be all that right here with me? There's an angel, it's a miracle. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you. In all of creation, all things great and small, you are the one that surpasses them all. More precious than any diamond or pearl, they broke the mold when you came in this world. And I'm trying hard to figure out just how I ever did without. All the warmth of your smile, the heart of a child is deep inside and leaves me purified. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Feel like this. And then you changed my world with just one kiss. How can it be that right here with me there's an angel? It's just a miracle. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time.
There's Alabama, accompanied by NSYNC on God Must Have Spent a Little Time on You. That was record number 4 this week in 1999. It would make it one spot higher, and turns out that would be Alabama's last top 10 hit. And we broke it out today for our Weekend in the Country.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Weekend in the Country!
And I'm Craig Orndorff, coming to you from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And you're joining me on some great radio stations like Mountain Country 97, WCGY and WASR, Wolfsboro, Jefferson, Laconia, New Hampshire. There's Best Country KRSB in Roseburg, Oregon, and KSOK, Arkansas City, Kansas. Well, today we're enjoying the hits from the end of September 1999, and we find George Strait at number 3. Write this down.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't. Yourself, I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Write this down.
swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and say, write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
George Strait was 47 years old in late July of 99, but he was still making hits. That was his 35th number one, Write This Down, moving down the chart to number three this week. All right, it's time now for sports from this weekend in 1999. A lot to get to, so listen quickly. The NASCAR boys were in Pocono this weekend. Bobby Labonte was the winner. Dave Marcus had a really bad wreck, but he was uninjured. Dale Earnhardt Jr. would win this year's championship. This weekend, Lance Armstrong won his first Tour de France. In golf, a stunning and heartbreaking finish at the British Open as Jean Vandeveld triple bogeyed the 18th hole. That led to a three-man playoff, and Scotsman Paul Lawrie, who was down by 10 shots at the start of the day, won the championship in his home country at Carnoustie, defeating Vandeveld and Justin Leonard. Tennis at Wimbledon, Pete Sampras won his sixth title, beating Andre Agassi in straight sets, and Lindsay Davenport beat Steffi Graf for her only Wimbledon title. On July 10th, the USA won the Women's World Cup. Brandi Chastain scored the game winner on a penalty kick against China. Historic day July 7th in Rome when Hicham El Guerrouche of Morocco ran the fastest mile ever, 3 minutes 43 seconds, and the record still stands. And in baseball, the All-Star Game was July 13th at Fenway. The All-Century team was named, and the highlight was an appearance by Ted Williams. 3 days after that, David Cohn of the Yankees pitched a perfect game against the Expos. And fittingly, the ceremonial first pitch that day was thrown out by Don Larson, who pitched the only World Series perfect game. And the Yanks would win the 99 series, sweeping the Braves. And that's a check on sports from here in the summer of 99. And back on the countdown, we're up to number two. Here's Jody Messina, Lesson in Leavin'.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in leavin'. Somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man.
Jody Messina's previous three singles all went to number one, but Lessin' and Leavin' got stuck at number two for 7 weeks. And that's where it was this weekend in 1999. What kept her from the top spot? We'll find out next on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Eat up, buddy. It's almost time for school.
You take charge of your home. You take charge of your work. Don't forget to take charge of your gut health, too, with Nature Made Probiotics. Nature Made has clinically studied probiotics that work with your digestive tract's natural bacteria, so you won't miss a beat in your daily routine. Find us in the vitamin aisle. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid 80s.
Right now, it's 82.
Weekend in the country.
Hey, quick reminder, check us out on Facebook. If you haven't liked us or followed us there already, please do. Just type Weekend in the Country in the search bar. Our page will come up and you'll get all of our updates, including previews of upcoming shows. Alrighty, it's time now for the Classic Country feature. And today, we're going back another 35 years to late July 1964. And topping the country chart was Roger Miller.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Purple, sugar sweet, and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. A baby was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Roger Miller, Dang Me. And the rehearsal version was what they released. And that's why you hear him giving directions like One More Time. It was his first number one, holding the top spot for 6 weeks, including this weekend in 1964. And there was a big hit at number one this weekend of our showcase year, 1999, when computer experts were stamping out potential Y2K bugs. Well, this summer, some parts of the country were suffering from drought, which had begun the previous summer. Conditions were the worst in the mid-Atlantic and the interior of the Northwest. And there were wildfires this weekend in Nevada, close to Reno. And earlier this week in 1999, Charley Pride got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And also in the country music world in 99, the group Lone Star was now a quartet. They were going on without bass player John Rich. He left the year before for a solo career. And the group's first album without Rich was Lonely Grill. The lead-off single, Saturday Night, didn't make the top 40, but the second release became their biggest hit of all time. The number one country song this week in 99, Amazed.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is
It's almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Amazed was written by Marv Green, Amy Mayo, and Chris Lindsay, and the song's success paid for those big houses that they moved into. And it made big stars out of Lone Star. Richie McDonald, Michael Britt, Dean Sams, and Keach Rainwater. And they got even bigger when a remix version would hit number one on the Hot 100 in the year 2000. So it became the first song to go to number one on both the country and pop chart since Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton in 1983. And it spent 8 weeks atop the country chart, including this weekend in 1999. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me.